guys, welcome back to another episode on my podcast on Talk with Rieta Kimberly, with Rieta K, with Henrietta, your girl. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever time of the day you're going to be listening to this. How are you doing? We just started a new week today. Today's Sunday when I'm recording this, and hopefully I'll publish this today. How are you doing? How was last week for you? I really hope you achieve your set goals for this week, and I really hope you're happy with whatever it is you're doing right now. So today's topic is retroactive jealousy. Yes sir, retroactive jealousy. I don't know if you've heard of it before. I didn't even know what this was until last year. That was when I knew what retroactive jealousy was. So quickly, I'm just going to define it as I usually do for you guys, define the topic, and then we get into what we have to say today. So according to Google, retroactive jealousy, sometimes known as retrograde jealousy or retrospective jealousy, simply means an unhealthy interest in your partner's sexual and or romantic past. Retroactive jealousy means an unhealthy interest in your partner's sexual or romantic past. While most people may feel jealous at some point or others about their partner's past, it is only passing jealousy. It is not like there to stay for some, yeah, but most times it is only passing jealousy. It is always triggered by the knowledge of a partner's past, that is personal information you would have shared to your current partner about your, you know, exes and all of that. Without the knowledge of the partner's past, retroactive jealousy cannot exist. Yes sir, without your current partner knowing your sexual life or your romantic life before him or her, he cannot have or she cannot have retroactive jealousy. So the reason why I actually decided to do this topic today is because I have, you know, been through it. I can relate, and I can tell you from my personal experience and all of that, it is not a nice thing to experience. It is not in any way a nice thing to experience. So in my last relationship, yeah, I never thought I would be here putting my life out, like telling you guys about, okay, this is what happened and that is what happened. But anyways, this is just for, you know, other people to probably know what this is and how to deal with it in your present relationships or future relationships. So in my last relationship, my partner had this retroactive jealousy. Although he doesn't like to call things for what they are, so he would always twist it and be like, no, it's not retroactive jealousy, I'd call it retroactive he called it something else. He just didn't want to use the word jealousy. So it was really not nice, like I said, because then he was always dwelling on, okay, since you did this with your ex, how am I sure this is not going to happen? Or always wanting to know stuff. Like, I mean, like, bruv, it's in the past, forget it, move on. I mean, I'm here with you, aren't I? Like, move on from what happened before. Stop trying to know and hold yourself about things that happened in my past. I mean, it's my past. I'm allowed to have a past, yeah, in it. So, but he didn't want to let it go. So it was a problem, actually, at a point in time. So I'll just be telling you guys how to overcome it, and then like bringing the stories inside, like, you know, bringing in the stories. Yeah, so how to overcome retroactive jealousy. Number one is to accept and validate your feelings. Accept and validate your feelings. This is like the very first and most important step into trying to conquer or deal with retroactive jealousy, if you have it or if your partner has it. Accept and validate your feelings. Accept that you're jealous and acknowledge it. Ask yourself what the feelings of jealousy really mean to you. Experiencing retroactive jealousy doesn't make you a bad person, but it can lead to unwanted emotions. You might feel anxious, worried about the future, or stressed around your partner, yeah? So, in my past relationship, my partner was finding it hard to accept that it is actually retroactive jealousy. He was finding it hard to accept that it was jealousy because he didn't want to call it what it was. He didn't want to accept the fact that he was actually jealous. He would always want to look for other mild words or terms into describing the situation, which did not help at all. It didn't help at all. Like, no way did it help. He didn't want to accept the fact that he was jealous and validate the feelings, like, for a very, very, very long time. The second way to come over or get over retroactive jealousy is to put yourself in your place. Put yourself in your partner's place. Now, for me, this was tricky, but I'll get into that. Put yourself in your partner's place. You love your partner and you want your relationship to succeed. This desire may contribute, at least in part, to your feelings about your past, yeah? But think about your own past. You probably have some exes, ex-partners, and all of that. How do you feel about them now? You should ask yourself how you feel about your ex-partners now, and stop judging your partner trying to imagine your partner with her or with his or her own exes. Try to put yourself in the shoes that, okay, me too, I've had ex, I have dated people and all of that. How would I feel if it was this other person feeling this way towards my past? Breakups happen for a reason. I mean, even if you dated someone more conventionally attractive than your current partner, or someone you had better sex with, or someone who's like better in something than your current partner, something wasn't quite right, hence the breakup, yeah? And you made up your mind, you made a decision to be with this current person, and as such you really want it to work, so you should put yourself in your shoes. So like I said, mine in this situation was really, really tricky because he didn't have a lot of exes. He had this one ex-girlfriend. He couldn't relate or put it was very hard for him to put himself in my position because, like I said, he only had one ex-girlfriend, and then he was turning into like a judgmental situation, saying stuff like, why would you stay there when this happened, or why did you do this when this was going wrong, and stuff like that, yeah? And it turned out to be a crazy stuff, yeah. So the next one is resist the urge to dig. Resist the urge to dig. Most people cannot resist the temptation to poke around your partner's social media pages looking for pictures and comments from past loves. While it's one thing to pay attention to current posts your partner makes, going back 3 months or even years of social media histories is another thing entirely. A lot of people do it, but that doesn't make it healthy. A lot of people do it. They go back and, okay, let me see the kind of people that have commented on her post or his post in the past. and it's, honey, it's not healthy. My situation, the craziest happened, yeah, because at that point in time, I was having issues with my phone, so I needed to like access my social media, my Instagram most especially. That period, I wasn't on WhatsApp, I was just on Instagram, trying to stay active and stuff. So I logged in my account, my Instagram account on his phone, and then I left it there. Normally I would log it out like when I'm done and stuff like that, but that day I just like, you know what, let me just leave it, since I trust him and he wouldn't do anything stupid. Only for the next time we saw, this nigga had already gone through my DMs about like people I already told him about. I literally told him everything, yeah. So what was the reason to like doubt me and stuff? Because I already told you, okay, this is what happened and this is what happened. Then he went through my DMs to look for those people to see if we like had certain conversations and devs. He found what he was looking for and shattered his own brain and heart, because nobody sent you to go. First off, that is invasion of privacy. Secondly, that is breaking of the trust I had for you, or I had in you. Thirdly, that is just wrong. Poking your nose in what does not concern you and trying to satisfy your anxiousness, your selfish anxiousness. We had the conversation. I was really, 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 really mad. I yelled and said, why would you do this and blah, blah, blah. He was literally just looking at me like he didn't have anything to just defend himself with. And it was just crazy, man. Like, why would you? Well, okay, I told you, I already told you. Okay, and what he went to look for wasn't even different from what I told him, except probably I skipped details and stuff, but it wasn't different. So now that you found what you're looking for, what's up, bruv? What do you do? What do you gain? It was really crazy, man. I mean, that was literally the height of it, because I didn't even expect that he would do that kind of thing. And trust me, I was furious. But that's that, and it's in the past. Then the next one is talk to your partner. There's literally no way around it, yeah? You still have to have that communication, that conversation. It is very important for you to have the conversation. Consciously talk to your partner about, okay, this is this, and this is how I feel. And you guys should just have the conversation. Being curious about your partner's past is like really normal, it's natural. We want to know the kind of person you're dealing with now, if they've been able to overcome certain things, how they view things, what their angle is, literally their whole perspective on relationships. Yeah, you have to know if they've been through abusive relationships or relationships where they were doing the most and the other person didn't care. I mean, it's normal to be curious, yeah, but you should always accept, that's like the another one, accept what they tell you. I mean, this person has literally put their trust in you and told you like whatever. You should accept what they've told you and move on. Now try to better your own relationship, because I don't see any reason why I would come out clean and tell you, okay, this is what happened and this is what this person did to me, or this is what I did to this person in my past relationship. And you're holding on to it. You're now basing the future of our relationship on what I've told you before. I mean, honey, it's not healthy. Again, so my advice to you guys out there listening to this is to always listen to what your partner tells you. Both of you should come to a common agreement, have similar understanding about the particular issue or what this is going to be like or what your relationship is going to be based off on, and try not to have the retroactive jealousy thing, because it ruins relationships. Trust me, it's not even healthy. Don't even try it. Don't go digging up into the past and looking for what they did not send you. day your day. No good if everything you know, it's no go come on road. It will just break your heart unnecessarily. Thinking about things that have happened and have passed. You can't change it. There's nothing you can do about it. So do you have a lovely week? Thanks for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support, for your feedback. And I really do hope you guys share the link to my podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at henrietta.itepo, on Twitter at henrietta_itepo. Do have a lovely week, guys. Love you.